A reading from the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the 25th verse. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So far the text. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers, in his second epistle to Timothy, St. Paul directs his young pastoral colleague to entrust what he himself had previously heard from Paul to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You have been the recipients of this kind of theological education through your studies at Bethany Seminary. I trust that what you have learned there has brought greater clarity and depth to your own faith, and that it will also serve you well as pastors. But as you now graduate from the seminary, don't think that your education for the public ministry of Christ's Church up to this point has been limited to what took place within the four walls of the classroom at 6 Brown's Court, or even to that plus your vicarage. And don't think that this education is now over. Your education as a Christian and as a Christian pastor has a long way to go. We live in a fallen world, which is infected with the corruption of sin and death. To the extent that you and other Christians retain a connection to this world by means of the old Adam, you and they share in that fallenness and in that corruption. The prince of this world also hates you, even as he hates the author of your salvation and of his destruction. Life in such a wicked world is filled with disappointments. You are disappointed in yourself when you succumb to sins that you know will bring harm to you and others. You are disappointed in other people and even in other Christians when they, in their weakness, fail you and hurt you. And you are disappointed in damaging and harmful circumstances that are beyond your control and that result in great sadness and great turmoil in your life. Disappointments like these, as they accumulate over a lifetime, can become a great burden on your emotions and on your conscience. They can weaken you and discourage you and cause you to feel that your labors are in vain. These disappointments test and attack your confidence in God. They weigh you down and wear you out with fear and doubt. But it is precisely at such times that a real education in Christ can and will take place. It is precisely at such times that you are able to learn some important things that you need to know in mind and in heart for the sake of your own faith and for the sake of the faith of those you serve as a teacher, as a spiritual guide, and as a counselor and consoler. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." A shoulder yoke does not remove a burden. It diffuses the weight of the burden and makes it manageable. What Jesus teaches you in these difficult times of life and what he gives you through his teaching do not remove the burdens that life in this world will inevitably pile upon you. But the yoke of Jesus lightens those burdens and makes them bearable in his grace, so that you can indeed move forward and lift up your head and smile and laugh in the joy of the gospel. When you come to Jesus to learn from him, you learn of his great love for you, a love that caused him to bear humanly unbearable burdens that you could never bear. The burden of the guilt of your sins against God. The burden of God's judgment against you because of your sins. The weight of those burdens would destroy you if you were to try to bear them yourself before God. There would be no rest from these impossible burdens. But the divine human Christ carries these unbearable burdens for you. He lifts them off of you and takes them upon himself, carrying them to the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As you now know the liberation and the forgiveness that come to you through his saving work, and as you rejoice in and respond to his great love, you take up your cross to follow him in faith. And as you do so, with his yoke upon you, you bear the lighter and easier burdens, the earthly hardships and the human weaknesses that you can indeed bear with his help. And he does help you. He helps you and teaches you for the sake of your own relationship with him. He helps you and teaches you for the sake of the faith of those whom you will help and teach in his name. Both of you, throughout your lives, have already had plenty of opportunities to learn such lessons from Christ and to take his yoke upon yourselves in the learning of such lessons. And for the rest of your lives, you will continue to learn such lessons from your Savior. The time of your formal classroom education may be over. You will, God willing, soon be called and ordained to the Lord's service as ministers of word and sacrament. But your time of spiritual education at a deeper level is not over. There are many lessons yet to be learned. These lessons from Christ, brought to you in various circumstances in and through his word, may very well be hard lessons, but in the long run, they will be good and beneficial lessons. They will be lessons that will test and humble you, but that will also renew your faith and reinvigorate your confidence in God and reinforce your reliance on Christ alone. And these lessons will continually prepare you ever more fully for the ministry to which you will be called. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Would our graduates please come forward? Today, the two of you are going forth into a world that is becoming ever more pagan. Places that we assumed were churched have become mission fields. The fields are white to the harvest. You are going into this darkness with the light of the gospel. That gospel centers in the one that left heaven's high throne, became a little child, lived a life for you and me, and then died in our place so that we could be the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's the message that you're going to proclaim. That's the message that gives comfort. And as your father reminded all of us, there's going to be trials. There's going to be difficulties. There's no question about it. But you have the certainty that our Lord Jesus Christ, who already gave his life for you on the cross and chose you as his own in the baptismal waters, will be with you all the way, strengthening you through his life-giving word and the holy sacraments. With that strengthening, you can go forth proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and the approval of the Board of Regents, these two students have completed the course of study required for graduation at Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary are now awarded the diploma of Candidate of Theology. This diploma signifies that they are eligible for call into the public ministry. They have both completed additional academic work and are awarded the Master of Divinity degree. I am pleased to present to the representative of the Board of Regents, Dr. Kincaid Smith, this class. Our first graduate, Paul Morgan Edward Weber. I have to say one thing here. I was reminded of something yesterday, and this is a little significant for both Paul and for Kincaid, because Kincaid was at the hospital shortly after you were born and gave you a blessing that day, the Aaronetic blessing, I believe. And so today, he gives you your diploma. Our second graduate is Michael David Willits. Michael has been an excellent vicar. I've heard nothing but fantastic reports from the West Coast. But not only has he been a good vicar, he has also been one of the fastest vicars around, winning competitions throughout the state of Oregon. We have one other thing that we're going to do today, and that is we're going to ask Professor Michael Smith to come forward. Professor Smith has been in a doctoral program at Trinity, Newberg, Indiana. As of October 1st, he completed the course of study and his thesis was accepted. his work there will greatly enhance our New Testament courses at the seminary, and we're so very grateful for this. In addition to this, he has been, the whole time he's been here, has been a real asset to the seminary and a personal help to me. Therefore, we thank the Lord for all the hard work that he's done and for the blessing that he's given the seminary. We were going to give him a small token of appreciation, and this token will read, "In grateful recognition for service to Christ and his church in completing the requirements of his PhD in biblical studies, the Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary presents this token of appreciation with thanksgiving to Michael Smith, who has served the seminary for the past 11 years. In addition to this, he will probably receive some Hanukkah gelt in the same certificate."
Dr. Michael Kincaid Smith. Congratulations, son. God bless you.
Directly after this service, everyone is invited that's able to a reception in the great room for our graduates and for Michael. We receive the benediction of the Lord.
Lord, lift up his countenance upon you and give you.